Wednesday. Ask just $7 ransom.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Did you hear about that kid that's suing his parents?
What for?
He claims they didn't raise him good.
Well, now, if they allow that, about half the people in the world are going to sue.
Are you joking? Now, parents do the best they can.
Well, did he win his case?
Well, it ain't over yet. He claims all his problems caused by his poor upbringing.
Well, now, that figures.
What figures?
Well, now, Sam, you remember in school you studied the Stone Age, you know, the Machine Age and all that stuff?
Yeah, well.
Well, this is the Excuse Age.
I don't understand that.
The Excuse Age. Everybody's got an excuse for all their shortcomings.
Well, I ain't.
There ain't no discipline no more, anyway.
Well, that's good.
What do you mean that's good?
Well, there's too much of it when I was a kid.
No, you can't have too much.
Mr. McElhaney did.
Well, wait a minute. Who's Mr. McElhaney?
He's our old scoutmaster. Don't you remember Mr. McElhaney?
No, I wasn't no scout.
Now, come on, Jesse. Everybody was a scout. Now, even Leon was a scout.
Well, I wasn't. Who was McElhaney?
Well, he was our smoking instructor at scout camp and an Order of the Era sponsor. We learned real discipline from him, I tell you.
What are you talking about,
well,
Sam?
Well, for instance, now, we was taking our 14-mile hike, you know, to make Tenderfoot. Well, one of the kids come down with prickly heat.
Well, is that right?
Well, Mr. McElhaney left him in the woods with a full canteen and a gun. Well,
that's terrible.
It's all right, though. We come back and got him the next day.
Well, was he all right?
Yeah, he'd taken pine cones and spelled out his last request.
Oh, what was it?
Well, just some personal stuff. And it said his only regret was that he never was able to take piano lessons.
Well, now that's real sad.
Well, no, not really. Now, he later run for county clerk. We is all real proud of him.
Well, now that boy made something of himself. All this lack of discipline. It ain't no wonder we got all these here terrorists and kidnappers and such.
You know, these kidnappers are going about it all wrong.
What do you mean by that?
They get somebody famous and they ask about $1 million in ransom for
them.
Well,
so what?
When they ask $1 million for somebody famous, the FBI and the police and all them people start looking for them. Now, they ought to ask for only about $7 and kidnap some ordinary people. FBI wouldn't even be interested in that.
Well, now that is dumb. $7? Well, that wasn't even worth the trouble.
Now, Jesse, you don't understand. You kidnap 50,000 ordinary people and ask about $7 each for them, and that'd be, now, let's see, draw down your 4 zeros, 7 times 5.